Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3205 AN. Today's date is November 6th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Trump Was Right About the Electric Cars. Economic Awakening is Happening. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Dark clouds are gathering as markets shudder, stocks are sinking, currencies stumbling, fear and uncertainty reign. The Middle East, Ukraine, Taiwan, the debt, it's endless. Yet one asset stands firm, gold. In crisis after crisis, gold is there in the background. Its enduring value guards against loss. It's like a missile shield. While paper wealth burns, gold persists. Shield your savings against looming threats, war, recession, contagion, and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. Take control in the chaos. Fortune favors decisive action. Get hold of gold now before it's out of reach. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every new IRA. Claim your free coin today to secure your financial future. As this new storm gathers, panic looms, and some of the places you were thinking for your money, well, they don't look so clever anymore. Secure your future against disaster. Open a Noble Gold Investment IRA and claim your free bullion coin today. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire mission is completely failing. Why do I say this? Well, really think about this. The deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they wanted to keep everyone in the dark. They didn't want anyone to know what the central bank system actually really is and how it operates. Now the people, they're seeing it very, very clearly for the very first time. Yes, we might have had people in the past where they said, you know, there's something wrong with the system, but I just can't put my finger on it right now, but I know there's something wrong. And people are starting to realize what is wrong because now they can't unsee it. You see, the central bank system, they love to drag things out. They do it very, very slowly. They manipulate very, very slowly. They don't want you to see the inflation. And when it comes to the end of their system, they know they need a cover story. Because if they don't have the cover story, everyone will see the real system. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. We're seeing the real system. The real system is inflation. The real system keeps the people enslaved. The real system is what people are experiencing right now. Trump and the Patriots, they needed everyone to see this. They needed everyone to see it in a very, very short period of time. And that's exactly what is happening, especially the young generation right now. They're starting to realize no matter how much they work, it doesn't make a difference. And think about it. When your wages don't keep up with inflation, you can work harder and harder and harder. It will not make a difference. And you need to remember that this has been happening for a very long time. The only problem is that people really couldn't see it. They realize, oh, you know what? I'm not making enough right now. I really need a cost of living raise. But you have to ask yourself, why do you need a cost of living raise? And as time went on, people said, you know, why do I need a second job here? This is ridiculous. Why do I need a credit card? Why do I need to have all these payments? People just couldn't put their finger on it. But now, since everything has been accelerated, the economic awakening is actually happening. And the people are starting to realize that wages are not keeping up with inflation. The value of the currency is losing value, and the whole thing doesn't make sense. And that's what the people are learning right now. That's what the people are understanding. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the electric vehicle market right now, because Trump, once again, is right. Because in the end, what's going to happen is that all cars are going to be manufactured in China. And Trump has warned about this from the very, very beginning. And we can see right now from Political Pro coming out on X, fear of Chinese dominance looms over Biden's next electric car rule. Now, remember, in this rule, it says that you cannot purchase electric vehicle batteries that contain ingredients from adversaries like China. And this is a key issue for the EV tax breaks in Biden's signature climate law. So the question is, what is Biden going to do? So if Biden is controlled by China, is Biden going to uphold this rule where we're not going to manufacture or accept the ingredients from China? Now, this is going to be very interesting how this all plays out, because you know what they're going to do. They're always going to find a workaround. And actually, what will end up happening is we'll actually have the vehicles produced in China instead. And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen. And this is what Trump has been talking about, because in the end, does the deep state, the central bank, actually follow any rules whatsoever? No, they don't. They always skirt around them. And you could see with the student loans, you could see with gun control, you could see with everything that they're doing, they do not follow any rules. So I do believe that what's coming up, this is going to be a defining moment in all of this. And Trump has warned us that in the end, the automobile manufacturer, they will cease to exist here in this country. All automobile manufacturing will head off to China. And you could see that this is what will happen if we allow it to happen. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they've been telling everyone this and letting everyone know that this could happen if Biden and the central bank, the World Economic Forum, if they're allowed to move forward with their agenda. But I don't believe their agenda is working right now. I think it's completely and utterly falling apart. Think about it. EV sales are down. People are not purchasing. It's way too expensive. As inflation picks up, people are realizing they can't make ends meet, and it's just getting harder and harder for people. And people aren't going out and saying, hey, you know something? The first thing I want to do is buy an EV. That's not what they're doing. The first thing they're saying is, wow, how are we going to pay our rent? How are we going to pay our mortgage? How are we going to pay our gas bill? How are we going to pay our electric bill? That's their first thing that they're thinking of. And people are seeing the inflation. And that's the whole point of this. The central bank system, their system does not work. Their system, their currency, loses value over time. Trump just needed to show the people what this looks like and what it feels like. And that's what people are experiencing right now. They're experiencing what it looks like and what it feels like. When people go to the restaurants, when people go to the supermarkets, when people pay their insurance bills, when people pay their electric bills, they are realizing the young generation who have been promised everything under the sun, they're realizing it as they come out of school. Hey, wait a minute. You told us we can get these great jobs, we can make a great living, and we can live an incredible life. And they're realizing no matter how much they work, they can't save, they can't pay for anything. And every day that passes, it gets worse and worse because inflation is going up. Wages are either staying the same or declining right now. Remember, this is not 1971 when we just came off the gold standard where they had to adjust everything. We're at the end of the system. And at the end of the system, it's much easier to show the people the truth about the system. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, $16 for a burger, fries, and soda. McDonald's customers slam franchise. Fume, it's no longer affordable. And that's what a lot of people are doing. Remember, this is the cheap food. This is the inexpensive food where people say, you know something? Let's not cook tonight. Let's go out and get a cheap meal. It's no longer cheap for the people. It used to be cheap. It's no longer cheap. And when this food is expensive, you know things are getting worse and there are major, major problems in the economy. And that's what people are noticing. And the young generation, they're realizing what enslavement actually looks like, because that's what the central bank does. It enslaves the people. And what does it do? It makes you work and work and work. And in the end, you keep working and you never get ahead. Why? Because your currency is worth less and less every single day. If it's worth less and less every single day, how can you get ahead? You cannot. The only way you can do it is if your salary goes up at the same rate of inflation. But guess what? That isn't happening. So that's how people can see it and see it very clearly. If you go back to Weimar Germany, the value of the currency was declining so rapidly, people would go into a coffee shop and they would buy a cup of coffee, let's say it's $2. And the next day they would go in and they say, well, now you have to pay $4. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Dark clouds are gathering as markets shudder, stocks are sinking, currencies stumbling, fear and uncertainty reign. The Middle East, Ukraine, Taiwan, the debt, it's endless. Yet one asset stands firm, gold. In crisis after crisis, gold is there in the background. Its enduring value guards against loss. It's like a missile shield. While paper wealth burns, gold persists. Shield your savings against looming threats, war, recession, contagion, and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. Take control in the chaos. Fortune favors decisive action. Get hold of gold now before it's out of reach. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with every new IRA. Claim your free coin today to secure your financial future. As this new storm gathers, panic looms, and some of the places you were thinking for your money, well, they don't look so clever anymore. Secure your future against disaster. Open a Noble Gold Investment IRA and claim your free bullion coin today. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. The same thing's happening right now, and it's accelerating as time goes on. And you can see the younger generation, they don't know what's happening. but they know there's something wrong. They know that this isn't right and it doesn't make sense. And they're asking the questions, why are we working so hard? Why are we working? Why do we need a side hustle just to pay our rent, just to pay our car, just to pay for food? It makes no sense. There's something wrong. Because as soon as I get into the job or if I have a side hustle, inflation picks up and that is not enough. And this is going to continue to happen over time. Take a listen to one individual who's talking about why this whole thing doesn't make sense.
I don't want to work anymore. And now everyone who's not going to watch the full video can go comment about how lazy I am, how lazy my generation is, and how we just don't want to work anymore. And now for those that are still here, I will explain what we mean by that. I do want to work. If I didn't work, I think I would honestly probably get so bored that I would just want to off myself. Like, most of us want to work. It helps give you purpose. It helps give you something to do. Hopefully you do something you're passionate about. Luckily for me, I do something I'm passionate about. So I genuinely like my job. But the problem is the purpose of a job is supposed to pay for you to be able to afford to live. And that's just not the case anymore. People in my generation who went to college, who did everything they were supposed to do, worked hard in school, went to a good college, graduated with their degree, yada yada, got their first job, and they can't afford to live. And we're working 40 to 60 hours a week, like on average, and we cannot afford to live. Like, we just do not make enough to pay rent, to pay for food. Everything is so expensive right now, and wages are not keeping up with the cost of living. So we are working full time, giving up a huge portion of our lives to work, and we can't even afford to live. That is why my generation is frustrated. That is why we don't want to work anymore, because we work really hard and we still can't afford to even get by. So, like, what's the point? We can't afford to save. We can't afford to buy things we want. We can't afford to go out and do fun things. We can barely afford to pay our rent and buy food. A lot of us have like two or three jobs, or like work a full-time job and have several side hustles. That is the case for me. And then older generations just look at us and they're like, you're not working hard enough. This is your fault. Like, you're not working hard enough. That's why you can't get by. The reason we can't get by is because the cost of living since the 90s has gone up 67%, while the wages have only gone up 18%. So wages have not kept up with the cost of living. That is why we can't afford to live. Not because we're lazy, not because we don't work, not because we don't want to work anymore. That is why. That is all. We're also in extreme debt because everything is so much more expensive than it used to be.
And the entire system doesn't make sense. And this is how people are catching on. And Trump, once he has the people where he needs them, where they understand the system, they understand that this system doesn't work and the system's crashing, he's going to have the people behind him, and he needs the people behind him to move us out of the central bank system. The people will accept this in the end. That's what Andrew Jackson did. He went around to the people of the country. He campaigned on getting rid of the central bank. He explained what the central bank was. The people understood it, and he was able to use that against the central bank and remove the country from the grips of the central bank. Now, the central bank has grown a lot larger than anyone could ever imagine. They're in almost every single country. They're interconnected with the IMF, the BIS, all the way up to the top, and they control pretty much everything. And the only way to go up against a system like this is to attack them when they're at their weakest. And I don't mean using bullets and missiles and things like that, but you need to make sure that you're able to use a lot of leverage against them, and you need to make sure that they're weak when you use this. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are waiting for. They're waiting for the central bank to be at their weakest. And when they're at their weakest, they can move in for the kill. Now, what's very interesting about this, over time, you can see the Patriots, they have been bringing in alternative currencies. Gold is an alternative currency. Bitcoin is an alternative currency. And what you need to do is you need to move these currencies in very, very slowly without the central banking reacting too quickly to them. And I do believe this is what Bitcoin has been doing, actually. Bitcoin was established during the Great Recession. It is built up right now. It is now operating. There are many countries that are taking on Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin to pay for things. And this is something the central bank never, ever wanted. They never wanted the people to see anything but their currency. And the only way to go up against a central bank digital currency is to show people an alternative. And a decentralized platform compared to a centralized platform is an alternative. And what's very interesting is that Friedrich Hayek said something very, very important about currency. Let me just read this to you. "I don't believe we shall ever have good money again before we take it out of the hands of government. We can't take it violently. All we can do is, by some sly roundabout way, introduce something they can't stop. And I do believe what has been introduced is most likely Bitcoin, and this is something they are having a very difficult time stopping." Now, do I think gold is something that's terrible and bad? Absolutely not. Gold has its place. Remember, it's been around for thousands of years. It's a wealth builder. It's a confidence builder. People know what it is. When government holds gold, they know, okay, our system is strong. And people realize this and people understand this. And people should most likely have gold, physical gold, on them. I don't mean carrying it around. I mean to have on them to protect them against inflation. And I do believe there is a place for Bitcoin and gold at the same exact time. But I do believe the good guys introduced Bitcoin to go up against the central bank digital currency, to go up against the fiat currency, because they needed something that would be able to be brought in very, very slowly, make sure the central bankers didn't realize what was really going on. And when they started to realize what was going on, it would be too late. And that's exactly what has been happening. Because the central bank, they're having a very difficult time convincing the people that the central bank digital currency is the way to go. And when people see Bitcoin, which is a decentralized system, which the government doesn't control, which the central bank doesn't control, people are now looking at this saying, you know something, this is something that we want. Now, gold is also decentralized, actually, if you really think about it. It's mined just like Bitcoin. It's outside of the central bank system. And the only difference here is over time, the central banks learned how to control the gold market. They created the paper market. And they said, okay, we have control of the gold market using the paper market. And what they did was they removed the currency that they created from the gold standard. And this is how they were able to separate it. Bitcoin and gold, that would be a little bit more difficult to do. And I do believe that this is something that has been introduced by the good guys to help separate ourselves from the central bank system. And it was brought in stealthily, so no one really realized what was going on until it was too late. Now, think about it. They've been trying to control this for a very long time. They've been trying to convince the people that only criminals use it. Why do you think the central bank system continually says this? Why do you think the central bank continually tries to push people away, just like they tried to push people away from gold, because they don't want people looking at alternative currencies? But I do believe in the end, the people are going to see the truth, especially when the fiat currency loses all value. You see, the central bank system, they never wanted the people to be awake. They never wanted people to see what was actually going on. They never wanted the people to understand that their currency was losing value over time. This is why they manipulated the inflation numbers to make you think that, oh yeah, don't worry. Yeah, you see things going up, but you don't have to worry. It's always 2%, 2% inflation. Yeah, I know eggs are a lot more, bread's a lot more, and everything else is a lot more, but we only have 2% inflation. They manipulated the inflation numbers because they made sure that you didn't know what the cumulative number was over time. Because if you knew what the cumulative number was, you would say there's something wrong with the currency. Think about it. Go back in time back to the 1970s. If they told you inflation was 10%, the next year it was 25%, the next year after that was 60%, you would say, what's going on here? This doesn't make any sense. Why is inflation continually increasing so rapidly? And then people would start to put two and two together and they would start to realize, hey, wait a minute, the currency is worth absolutely nothing. This is something they never wanted anyone to see. And this is why they manipulated the numbers from the very, very beginning. And now the people can see this because it's very, very clear. Now, remember, we're at this point that they never wanted anyone to see. Remember, Trump wasn't supposed to win the elections. We were supposed to be in war right now. We were supposed to see death and destruction either with war or with the plandemic. So you were never supposed to see any of this play out right now. You were never supposed to see the inflation. And if there was inflation, that'd be very easy to explain. Oh, that's because of the pandemic. Oh, that's because of the war. You were never supposed to see any of this. Trump, the Patriots, wanted to make sure that you saw it. And now that you see it, you can't unsee it. And as we go through 2024, you're going to see much more of the central bank system, and you're going to see how it doesn't work. And you're going to see the central bankers blame it on Biden. You're going to see Biden blame it on the central bankers. And at the same time, most likely they'll tell you there's nothing wrong. Everything's going to be okay. And I don't think the people are going to buy this anymore, because they're not buying what they're selling right now. The people are rejecting all of this. The young generation are rejecting it. The older generation is rejecting it. And it's all completely and utterly falling apart on them. And in the end, once the system is so weak and the people see the truth, Trump will have no problem saying, you know something? Maybe we need to move the system into a people system. Maybe we need to restructure the central bank. Maybe we need to take control over it. Maybe we need to do all of these things. And I think the people are going to say, you know something? If we can have jobs, if we can have sound money, if we can have a people-run economy, we are all for it. And I do believe the people are going to be behind them, and the central bank is going to panic because this is going to spread across the world. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.